Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday, March 27th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'm joined by my friend here, Cole Shelton, to basically give an update on what's been happening the last 3 or 4 days. I did the podcast Monday, so at that point, it was just like a coronavirus update, and then there's been a little bit of news since then, for sure, but still no events, which sucks. Like, tomorrow was supposed to be that UFC Columbus card, Cole. We were supposed to be excited for Nagano and Rosenstruck going in there and beating the crap out of each other, but that's not happening. So we do have a little bit of other news to talk about, but first off, how are you holding up, man, the last, I guess, few days or last week or so?
Yeah, I'm starting to get bored. My gym's closed, so I just try to go for a run or walk every day, just try to get some fresh air go outside. Other than that, I'm just staying inside, not hanging out with friends anymore, and it's just starting to get boring.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, we're all in the same boat. I would say most people are in the same boat, especially me and you. Like, we work from home anyways, so it's like that plus, like, okay, so we're already used to working from home, but then you can't see your friends, like you said, Cole. You can't go to the gym. I can't go bowling. You can't do things that you love to do. You know, basically, it's like, I haven't really left my house too much, to be honest with you. I have been practicing social distancing. I've been mostly staying at home. I've been going to the grocery store if I have to, and that's about it. I really haven't did anything else cool. You know, I'm taking this super seriously. Like, I'll be honest, at first, I've talked about this in the podcast. I wasn't too worried about everything, but you definitely see everything that's happening around the world, and it definitely worries you. But, so far, nothing's happened, knock on wood, as far as health-wise. Of course, work-wise, yeah, my workload's been cut down quite a bit, which obviously sucks. I know you're in kind of the same boat, but, you know, at least I'm able to do this podcast today, you know. So that's good, at least, Cole. So we'll have something to talk about. My dogs are going crazy, as always. They love it, man. They love talking about MMA. But, let's start with the big news from yesterday, Cole. And it's pretty much the biggest news from the last 3 or 4 days. John Jones was arrested for DWI. He was also arrested for negligent use of a firearm in an open container in his vehicle. I would love to say this is surprising, but it really isn't. Just a terrible time, really bad timing. I mean, this guy just wrote the other day on his Twitter, like, stay at home and don't screw this up. And then he goes and screws it up. I mean, the guy, I'm really sick of this guy, Cole. I'm not going to lie. Like, what he's doing is so dangerous. Like, I have no respect for people who drive drunk. Like, I've never driven drunk. It's extremely dangerous to drive under influence. John Jones has did this before. And he's been caught before for this. And I'm sure that's not the first or second time that he's did this. I'm sure he's did this many times, just hasn't been caught. The fact that he had a gun in his car, Cole, shot a round from his gun is extremely scary. It's actually really scary. The guy was really drunk. He had Corey Masvidal's liquor in his back of his car. He was arrested. So right now, he might be on bail. I'm 100% sure. I think he is. But this is obviously terrible news, Cole. The only thing I can say is, you know, maybe he thought that it could be swept under the rug because everyone's worried about other stuff. But I don't know, Cole. Let me just get your initial thoughts on it, and then I'll talk about some of the ramifications. Give me your initial thoughts when you saw the news yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. At first thing, I checked the date. I'm like, man, is someone just tweeting this out? Like, is this current? Because I'm like, this has happened so many times. I can't believe he would do it again. And especially because everything he was tweeting, he's literally like, this is the first time in history humans can save the race just by sitting on the couch and watching TV. And then he's tweeting like videos saying, oh, stay inside, don't go out, like, this is serious. And then he goes out and does this. It's like, what are you thinking? Like, obviously, I know when he got arrested, he wasn't driving, but he told the cop, he was like, I already was driving, I plan on driving again. Like, he was just pulled over at that point. So, but still, it's just like, I'm with you. I have no respect for anyone that drives drunk. I think it's one of the most careless things you can do in this world. I hate everyone that does it. It's just, but yeah, it just, it was surprising, but not surprising at the same time.
Yeah, no, I'm completely with you, Cole. This is not, you know, putting ourselves on pedestals and being like, you know, pointing fingers at people. This is terrible. I mean, John Jones, what he did is so dangerous. Imagine he killed someone. Like, okay, Cole, this is not the first time he's been caught for a DWI or DUI, whatever you want to call it in your jurisdiction. This is terrible. And, you know, he's had so many run-ins with a law, Cole. When he hit the pregnant lady and ran away, when he broke her arm in that car accident and ran away. I mean, that was terrible. And you know what, Cole? Quite frankly, he's been given a slap on the wrist every time. He's always been given leniency because he's a superstar athlete. I mean, that's exactly why. I don't think he's going to get leniency this time, Cole. I think he's going to go to jail. I really do. You know, I don't think he's served any jail time yet. I think he will this time, Cole, because this is a repeat offender. And I know that the last thing happened a few years ago and his probation ended already, but still, I think the judge, no judge would let him drive a car again. I'll tell you that right now. There's no judge in Albuquerque that's going to be like, you can drive again. They're going to revoke his license for a while, I'm assuming. But I really think he needs to go to jail, Cole, because he needs to learn from this. Like, he hasn't learned. Every time he gets arrested for something, he's like, oh, I'll become a better person and stuff, you know, and nothing changes, Cole. It's terrible. This is a repeat offender of DUI. You know, I watch a lot of those cop shows on TV, man. Like, the way the cops treat, like, normal people, like, if me and you got caught for DUI, Cole, we'd be in jail right now, you know what I mean? But because he's an athlete and a superstar, he's been giving so much leniency. As far as John Jones the fighter goes, I mean, to me, he's the greatest MMA fighter I've ever seen. Like, he's incredible. Just an amazing fighter. Having said that, this is just disgusting, man. Seriously. And we got a comment here from Montgomery Whitmore. And I'll talk about the stripping here. But Montgomery Whitmore says he should have a personal driver. And he says, I wish jail on no man. I agree. And I know, Cole, you said the same thing. I'll let you talk one second here. But he needs to go to jail, dude, because he's broken the law again. This is a DUI.
And the gun.
Like, and the gun, too. I mean, yeah, that's – and the open container. Like, this is terrible. And I'm pretty sure – I can't remember. But, like, DUI, I'm sure is jail time in Albuquerque, Cole. I'm sure it is, like, a multiple-time DUI guy. All right, so you said personal driver. That's what you – something you said. I mean, this is a joke. The guy's a millionaire, Cole.
Pay one of your buddies $100,000. What's $100,000 a year to him? Pay one of your buddies to be your personal chauffeur.
As drunk as you want. You can, and honestly, if he wasn't driving, I don't even think they would have cared about the gun. You know, they probably would let him go. We probably wouldn't even known about this. But he's going to those cops. And I saw Steven Morocco from MMA Fighting. He was like, oh, I recognize this cop's name. And he talked to the cops or something like that, got their transcript. But it was like the same cop, I think, from the last incident Jones had. So, like, the same cops are running into him. Imagine you're a cop, Cole, and you keep running into John Jones. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Seriously. The whole mug – that's embarrassing, too, by the way. That mugshot, that's embarrassing. Like, is he embarrassed? Isn't he – he's a grown man, Cole. He's older than me. I'm 31. I think John Jones is 32. He's a grown man. He's an athlete. He has, like, 5 or 6 kids, I think. Like, he's a grown man with a family, and he's going around drinking and driving. It's terrible. It's so bad. He has to go to jail. Seriously. And this is not me, again, pointing my finger. I'm not perfect either, dude. I've did stupid stuff in my life. Nothing that's jail worthy, but I've did stupid stuff, you know? And I'm the first to admit that I have changed from those things. John Jones has never learned from his mistakes, Cole, because he's a privileged guy, because he's a superstar athlete. And because of that, he's been given way too much leniency. So we got a few of the comments here. Kevin Scott, and by the way, we really appreciate you guys tuning in today, because I know that my podcast hasn't been going on that much lately, but I'm glad you guys are tuning in, because I still want to do it Monday and Fridays. All right, Kevin Scott, addiction is no joke. He won't change until he wants to change, and that will happen. He actually faces serious repercussions for his actions, and I agree 100%. I'm sure you agree with that too, Cole.
Yeah, that's the problem is, and I think it was Brett O'Connor that tweeted the video, it was last time Jones was in court, the judge basically said, if I see you again, like, it's not going to end well for you. So if that's the same judge, like, I think jail is probably a realistic thing for Jones at this point.
I think jail's the only option, though. I mean, like, DWI, like, DUI, driving under influence, like, and I'm pretty sure, like, that plus the gun charge, like, how could that not be a serious jail sentence? Like, I don't know. Like, we'll see. I mean, I'll be honest, Cole, would it surprise me if he got another slap on the wrist? Absolutely not. I wouldn't be surprised that they were like, all right, we'll let you go this time again, and if you promise to be a changed man. But, I mean, I don't believe the guy. All right, so here's the other question. Montgomery Whitmore says right here, hopefully John Jones gets stripped, not because he needs to be punished, but because we need to be on the show. So that's the other question a lot of people are saying here. You know, it's funny because everyone's thinking about this is a little funny in my opinion, because my first thought was this guy needs to go to jail because he's a threat to the public. But most people are like, he needs to be stripped of his title because he's a threat to the other fighters in the division. They can't fight for the belt. Like, that's not where my mind went first, Cole, because to me, this is like more than just the UFC. This is like a serious issue. Like, he could have killed someone, man. And the gun too, Cole. Like you said, he's drunk shooting a gun, driving a car. That's bad. But at the same time, I mean, the stripping of the belt is definitely a realistic thing, I think, at this point. I mean, he has been stripped before, Cole. It's not the first time he's been stripped. Do you think the UFC strips him from the UFC heavyweight title?
I think it all depends if he gets in jail, but I was just looking. So I found the thing. So in New Mexico, aggravated DWI, which he got charged with, carries a maximum penalty of 90 days in jail and 1 year on probation.
Yeah.
Then the maximum penalty for negligent use of a deadly weapon is 6 months in jail. And then if he has no insurance on it, it's 90 days in jail. So
yeah, you didn't have insurance. Easily, yeah.
So he easily could be going for a couple months at least into jail. So
I think he needs to experience it. I mean, it's not like he'd be the first combat sport. Like Floyd Mayweather was in jail too. I mean, it's like, and he turned out to be a pretty famous guy and had made a lot of money after that, you know? So it is what it is. I mean, but again, he wouldn't be the first combat sports athlete who did go to prison. I think that's the one thing he needs to happen, Cole. Like, I don't think stripping his belt's going to change much. I don't think he'd care that much. You know, he'd fight his way back. And
he's been stripped how many? 2-3 times already?
He's been stripped at least once or maybe twice, but I know at least once. Anyways, yeah, it's terrible, Cole. Like I said, I wasn't surprised when I saw this because it's not the first time this happened with this guy, but it's like, okay, I'm going to pull his Wikipedia because, and I'm not trying to rag on the guy because I understand that, you know, this is not the most easy time for anyone right now, including a millionaire athlete like John Jones. It's just a tough time for everyone in the world. But that doesn't give you an excuse, Cole, to drive drunk. Doesn't it give you an excuse to run around shooting a gun? Cole, is that what you're doing with your time off? No. Is that what I'm doing? No, I'm sitting in my bedroom playing video games. That's what I'm doing to pass time off, driving drunk. So let's go through his stuff. Let's see here.
Yeah, he's been stripped 3 times.
3 times. Okay, so obviously the drug test. I mean, that is mostly MMA stuff. I mean, obviously that's not good, but, you know, that's not really, like, jail worthy. But as far as, like, serious offenses go, the hit-and-run incident, obviously. The incident last year with the battery on the cocktail waitress. That was pretty bad too, Cole. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened. Let's see here. Jones pleaded no contest to the charges, received a 90-day deferred sentence where he must not avoid the rest, not violate the law, consume no drugs and alcohol, and not return to the scene. So that was in September. It's been 6 months. So he passed that 90 days threshold, Cole, but right back to where he was. Now, obviously, the DUI and weapons charge. And I think he had a DUI as well, like, years ago, right? Here, 2012, he had a DUI, paid a $1,000 fine. Crazy, and suspended driving license for 6 months. It's a joke, seriously. All right, let's get some comments here. Kevin Scott, Jones was stripped after 3 consecutive title wins. Yep, it should go. Turn it up, MA. What's on, man? JJ should get a belt made specifically for him. Let's call it the DMV belt. What's up, Adam Cole? What's going on, man? Thanks for joining us. Montgomery Whitmore, I can't play moral police when people are doing worse. Many of our public officials. Well, Montgomery, I'm sure you have a lot of things to say about Mr. Trump down there, and that's fair enough. But we are an MMA podcast, so I don't want to get too political here. But definitely, it's worth mentioning. And Kevin Scott, scripting his title doesn't matter to him at all, since his next fight would be for title no matter what. Exactly. It's all right, Cole. They take his belt away. They do an intro title fight. He's going to be fighting for it as soon as he gets back. So, anyways, okay, let's move on to the next thing here. And it does relate to this, but and it relates to the last comment. Thiago Santos is out there now. He's calling for a vacant title shot, Cole, against Dominic Reyes. And Dominic Reyes, I would assume, wants that fight too. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. I would love to see that fight. You know, I've been saying since both guys lost to Jones, I thought they Jones. And again, John Jones is the greatest fighter of all time. He is slowing down a little bit, in my opinion, because I do think he lost his last 2 fights. Would you like to see that fight, Cole? Do you think that's a good pay-per-view headliner?
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I think I still have to give Blachowicz, if there is a vacant title, I think you have to put Blachowicz in one of the spots just because he's coming off a win and they're both coming off losses. But even if you do Santos-Reyes, I'm fine with it. If you do Blachowicz-Santos 2, if you do Blachowicz-Reyes 2, or Blachowicz-Reyes 1, like, I think any of those 3 fights kind of makes sense. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. Maybe you see Anthony Smith jump right in there if his fight against Glover happens and he beats Glover. Like,
yep.
Light heavyweight has a lot of options for a vacant belt if they end up stripping Jones.
There is a lot of options. You're right. Jan probably should be in that mix right now. And I'm sure he's upset that he's probably going to lose out the John Jones fight because I know he wanted that payday. Because when you fight John Jones, Cole, it's not just a title shot. It's also fighting in the headliner, and I'm assuming you get some sort of pay-per-view revenue from that too. So it does suck for Jan, but again, you know, I think it's the right thing to do. So yeah, you know, as far as stripping goes, like, we'll see. I mean, because even last time, I don't think they wanted to do it, but they had to, you know. So we'll see what happens. Cool. I know the UFC made a statement, but it was kind of it wasn't really like much of a statement. It was just like, we know the chart, we've heard the charges, and we're waiting for more information. Like, that's a very basic statement. No surprise there. Kevin Scott, not more on police situation, actual police. Absolutely. Montgomery Boomer, not just Trump. I don't care about him. He's just an easy target. So is Justin. They all are right now. That's it for there. All right, let's move on to the next point here, Cole. So Dana White, let's get to him now. He, who pissed in his cereal, Cole? Like, jeez, he is upset at the media, man. He hates us.
See, what I don't get is I saw Ben Folks tweet it, and it makes a lot of sense for Dana White for saying he doesn't want to tell the media anything. He's sure doing a lot of interviews right now.
He's doing the rounds. He's talking to everyone, man. He's talked to Yahoo, CNN, Barstool. Aaron talked to him last week. Like, he's talked to everyone.
He did an Instagram Live with Chael Sonnen.
Yes, I saw that today. Man, he was pissing the media. I don't know what his issue is. What's he upset at us for? Like, we're just reporting on the sport. You know, well, he's not really upset at me and you specifically, Cole. He's upset at some of these guys with bigger platforms that are taking shots at him. But, I mean, like, he's one of the only professional sports, like, executives right now that's pushing for his league to continue playing. Every major sports league, every minor sports league, Cole, is it postponed right now. You know, nothing's going on except for somehow MMA fights still somehow. And he's really pushing for this. But until I want to talk about UFC 249 in a second, but I want to talk about Dana first because, my God, Cole, he's just been so upset lately. And he just said, I'm not going to tell you guys anything. And, you know, I don't care what you guys think. Like, I don't know what his issue is, Cole. It sounds like he's super stressed about just losing revenue probably. I mean, he's going to lose a lot of money, like the live gates and all that stuff. But just what do you think about all this, these comments he's made about me just bashing it?
Yeah, it's definitely weird. I don't know why. I don't know where it kind of came from. And so I think it's just a lot of people like Luke Thomas, like those kind of people saying you can't hold events right now. Like everything in the world is shut down. Like you have countries having travel bans. You have countries in lockdown. Like, but I get why he's so set on April 18th is because he can't delay that fight, Khabib Tony, 1 week because then 1 week is Ramadan. Like a week after April 18th is Ramadan, and Khabib's not fighting. Like I just go, Ramadan is April 23rd to May 23rd, and then Khabib says he needs 45 days at least after to get his body back. Then he needs a training camp. Said he's not looking for a fight until like September. So I get why he's dead set on April 18th, but at what point do you just have to follow kind of everything? Like the UFC's wanted to be a mainstream sport for so long, and they're kind of going back in ways where people are viewing this as just like a joke and just like kind of what it was before the Conor and Rousey came and really got the mainstream attention, where it just seemed like there was no rules, no nothing. And it just, you kind of have to follow the what the world's doing. Like the world's on lockdown, but Dana White just still wants to make his money.
Absolutely. And he's just upset because he's probably going to lose out on that, on their TV revenue. I mean, he doesn't hold these events, but I don't know if ESPN pays them. Maybe that's why he's upset. But yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. By the way, as far as the Khabib thing goes, like, listen, I understand that's his religion, and you know you can't not respect someone for being a, like the vote religious figure, I guess. Like if they respect the religion and they follow through with everything going with it, you gotta respect that. But at the same time, Cole, you know he has fought past April before he was a champion. Since he's become a champ, he's much more, you know, stringent, I guess, on his timeline. So I don't know. Like, I know what you're saying, Cole, and definitely, like, that Ramadan thing is definitely something that's important for Khabib. I get it, and just staying within those timelines. But at the same time, like, this is a very unique time in history, you know? So I feel like an exception should be made here. But again, that's, you know, that's up to him. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, they really want this fight to be made. And we'll see. I mean, let's talk about now. I mean, UFC 249, like, Dana White's adamant it's going to happen April 18th. He's like, it's going to be a new card. It's going to be one of the biggest cards of all time. Why the fuck would you put on the biggest card of all time when no one's going to be there to watch it? Like, and Cole, honestly, like, you can't even go with your friends and watch the fights. Like, you can't have a big party and order the pay-per-view together. So what's the point of having this massive card? If I'm him, it's just, you know, the one fight. And you do it, and that's it. I don't know why it has to, or maybe you do two fights or something. Like you don't need to have this huge major 12 fight card. Like with guys, first off, my biggest problem with this is no one's getting proper training in right now. You won't see the fighters at their best goal. Like they're not even in their proper training camps. So what's the point of having all these massive fights when people aren't even training properly? Like again, you know, this is Dana being very optimistic. I don't think it's going to happen, Cole. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I just I don't know. There's something about this that just makes me feel like it's not going to happen. I know Florida did an event last week, like a small show. I don't know, Cole. What do you think, man?
Yes, definitely. I know they were thinking about Florida just because the way they did it, where there was like three separate buildings they put fighters in, so they never exceeded the 10 people in a room at once. And the thing is, with no fans, they can kind of go anywhere. Like, they don't have to get a huge arena. They can get just some small little thing as long as their octagon fits. But I don't know, because you have Khabib back in Russia. Is he even going to be able to get to the States or get back to Russia?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was the same situation Leon Edwards was in. And that whole – that what the UFC did to him was ridiculous too, Cole. Like, they called him on like 3 hours notice and were like, you got to get to the States right now. And he's like, who am I fighting? They're like, well, we're not sure if you're going to be able to fight. Just come here. And he had no chance of getting home, Cole. And, you know, people were like, oh, there's nothing wrong with
you. He has, like, a family and kids. Like, you're not going to leave that, like.
This is, like, a very unique time in history. Again, Dana White, I'll say this. Dana White, the one thing about Dana is he's a very proud guy. And the one thing about Dana is he doesn't take no for an answer. And you have to respect that, because – that's why the UFC is where it is right now. But this is a different situation. Called the whole world is in disarray right now. The economy is destroyed. You know, this is something people are gonna look back in history books years from now and be like, whoa, what happened? You know, it's crazy, right? So I think he's just gotta be like, you know what? I can't do anything right now. I can't do anything. So there were some rumors yesterday about the card. Again, I want to see this card, guys. I will watch it. Do I think it's the best idea they're gonna do it? Probably not, because of what's going on in the world. I would watch it, though. I'm not going to be one of these people that are like, I'm not going to watch this card. I will watch this card if it happens. I watch any MMA, obviously. But I'm just not convinced it's going to happen. And I saw the James Krause interview. I think it was with Aaron yesterday, Cole, and he talked about some locations. So we've heard Florida. They just did that combat night event. It had, like, Nick Rorick in the main event. He's Dominic Reyes' training partner. It's a very small show. They had, like, less than 10 people doing the production with the – so you had the okay, – so you got the two fighters, the ref, the three judges, and then I guess you're the camera guy, and I'm probably forgetting someone else. Ringing, you don't really need a ring announcer, I guess. I don't even know if the promoter was there or not. But, yeah, you can do it, but it's very difficult, Cole. But I've heard that what James Krause was saying, he heard that South Korea was a possibility. Like, Cole, how are they going to get these guys from the States to South Korea and back? Like, I don't – think it's gonna happen. How if they put a ban? I thought there was a travel ban. That's the thing that's confusing me. Like, I can't go on vacation right now anymore, right? Like, so why would fighters be able to travel to like Korea to fight? Like, I don't see why they'd be able to leave the country to fight. Like, I don't see it. I know Dana's like, oh, we'll have issue with flights. Well, hell yeah, you will have issue with that. He also said that the Nebraska card was scheduled for like, I think the week after that card, Cole.
Yeah, the last weekend of April, the 25th, something like that.
Yeah, 25th. James Krause was saying that could go on the Indian reservation land, the same card that they wanted to do that, the Woodley Burns card on that Indian reservation. And that's the funny thing. Aaron asked him about this. He's like, because Dana's like, oh, the commissions have been great. And then he's like, well, if the commissions have been great, why would you want to do it on an Indian reservation? And he had like no answer to that call. It's because no one wants to put a fight on right now. People are scared because let's go to some questions here, Cole. Kevin Scott, I don't know why the media is attacking Dana for trying to make cards happen. If they can't do it, so be it. But trying to make it happen should be condemned and attacked. Montgomery Whitmore, I'd be happy with a new lightweight champ. No scandals, just fights. Okay. Kevin Scott, Ramadan's time period changes every year. When you spot past April, Ramadan doesn't start until later. Fair enough. I'm not an expert on it, so I apologize if I said anything that was wrong. I just think that this is a very unique time, and maybe, you know, you could make some like adjustments to that, because I don't think anyone would like lose respect for Khabib. I would hope not. But again, you know, that's something that's very private to him and very personal to him. So I understand that, and I definitely wasn't trying to offend anyone. But it just for me, like, I don't know, Cole. Like, I know Dana wants to put this fight on. To me, there's more important things than having this fight. As much as I want to see this fight, I don't want these guys to get sick, Cole. You know, and traveling is something that is super. I'd be scared to go to the grocery store right now, dude. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't imagine going on an airplane. I'd be so scared, Cole, of catching something. You know what I mean?
Do you not think having no fans kind of loses a lot of interest in the fight? Like, this is such a big fight. Having no fans or no, like.
For sure. Yeah, there's one thing in Brazil with Kevin Lee and Oliveira. I mean, that was a great fight, but let's be honest, they're all like superstars. You want fans in the arena for this fight. It's going to be weird without them. I mean, listen, I want to see the fight. I'd love to see it, but, you know, like, I don't know. I have a hard time picturing this happening in a couple weeks, Cole, because, you know, just look around the world. Like, Cole, people don't even leave their house anymore. Like, again, who's going to order this pay-per-view? Like, Cole, are you going to – you usually walk to your friends. Are you guys going to go together, get together and watch this card? No, right? Probably not, right? Imagine someone coughs and someone gets sick. Ugh. All right, Montgomery Whitmore without Dana. Media's no one to talk about. Therefore, no media. So they should thank Dana. Yeah, it's a cyclical thing. That's funny. Kevin Scott, you think people not be able to get – this is exactly what I'm saying. Do you think people not be able to get together to watch pay-per-views in groups will increase pay-per-view-wise instead of five guys watching, there's potentially five different buys? That's a great point, but no, I think it's going to increase piracy. Because I think, let's be honest here, Cole, most people, including a lot of people in the media, don't want to pay for the fights because it's expensive. So I wouldn't be surprised if the piracy went up. I mean, maybe the buys. Go ahead.
That's the thing. Like, I have a bunch of guys over to watch the pay-per-views. Yeah. None of them are buying it on their own.
Exactly.
It's
wishful thinking to think that way.
I
mean, it's a good point, Kevin, but I just feel like people are going to look for streams, and that's what everyone does, you know? So I'm not saying anything that's, you know, a secret, Cole. A lot of people are watching, you know, throughout, not through legal means. Kevin Scott, Rogan suggested UFC 249 on a battleship in international waters has the best idea I've heard. There have been some fights on ships and oceans before. I think Bodog did that before, but yeah, it's it's kind of ridiculous. Kevin Scott, PFL is really lucking out during this whole situation since their events draw the last 10 people. Anyways, jeez, PFL. All right, Montgomery Whitmore, he says he goes everywhere masked up. Yeah, you know, I actually haven't put the mask on yet, Cole, but I have been just careful about where I like, literally, unless I've been getting food and that's it. Like, I haven't been anywhere else. And I'm washing my hands like crazy. I already wash my hands a lot, but like, I'm washing them like crazy now and making sure not to touch my face and stuff. It's just, it's crazy. It's a crazy time, Cole. I'm going crazy. I know you're going crazy. I can you look like you're going crazy. Yeah. It's a messed up time, dude. I've never, like, obviously never experienced something like this. I mean, I even asked my parents. They're like in their late 50s. They're like, never, ever had something like this in their life. Like, there's like, my dad said like SARS was the closest thing, but even that wasn't like this. Like, you still went to work and stuff. You know, people are off work. People are getting laid off. I've seen obviously a reduction in my work. Well, I don't know. I think you have too. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there you go. Exactly. It's terrible, right? Seems like the government might do something for us though, which is good. We'll see what happens there, Cole. Like, Canadian government says they're going to take care of people like us, self-employed people that have seen a reduction in work. So we'll see what happens as far as that goes. I mean, you can never really trust the promises of the politicians, Cole. But hopefully they do take care of us, because I mean, this is not the most ideal time. I mean, there, at least I'm doing a little bit, like at the podcast, obviously. But I mean, it's not good. All right, let's get into some other stuff here. Jose Aldo. So another guy, Cole. He's supposed to fight Henry Cejudo, UFC 250 in May 9th, I think. He cannot train at Nova now. The gym is closed. Andre Pettinari's closed the gym. And he's training at home with his wife. That's how he's getting prepared for a world title fight. That's what I'm saying, Cole. Like, do we really want to see these fights when, like, guys are at home training with their wives? I know his wife does Muay Thai, too. Like, she's not, you know, some, like, she's an athlete. But come on, Cole, don't you want to see the fights at the fighters at the best?
Yeah, and do you not think this is going to have a lot of fighters miss weight? Because a lot of people rely on the PI to help them cut weight. The PI is not open. Like,
I know. I saw that. I saw that Jan Kutalaba. He flew all the way from
Moldova or something like that.
Yeah, Moldova. He flew all the way to Las Vegas, and the PI was closed. And I think – I don't know where, if he's still there or if he went home or not, but that's bad. And also Marvin Vettori, Cole, he flew from L.A. to London. The car got canceled, and he flew all the way back home in 24 – like within a 48-hour period. It's terrible. It's crazy. But, yeah, you're right, the PI when I saw that, I was like, oh, the PI is close too, but I guess that makes sense because obviously it's a gym, right? But still, I mean, they're always like touting the PI. Like, these guys can't even work there. And you're right, Cole. A lot of people will probably miss weight. Like, maybe they can do catch weights, but they hate doing catch weights. So, like, these guys are cutting weight on their own. I don't know what to say, Cole, honestly. And, like, if they do fight, like, instead of having three cornermen, you can only have one now, right? During a fight. So, like, it changes a lot of things about the fight. And obviously, no fans, but – at the end of the day, you still would have the fight. But yeah, as far as Aldo goes, Cole, I can't see that fight happening either. I mean, I know it's in May, but I don't know. What do you think? Cole, you there?
Yeah, sorry.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know. It's just like, it just seems like it's getting worse, this thing, before it's getting better. So, like, it's hard to say, like, they're talking about doing an event in April, and I'm worried about the events in, like, May and June even happening.
I know, same.
And you it saw, makes no sense.
You saw Dan Hooker and Poirier, they were like, you know, see you in a few months or something, like, you know, take care of yourself. Because, you know, I think they're being more realistic about this, that they're like, hey, this might not happen. Again, this is not Dana White's fault. And, you know, I feel like he thinks, like, the world is against him right now. It's not his fault. Like, this is just something that's affecting everyone. You see how many people lost their jobs, Cole? Like, it's affecting every business in the world right now. It's bad. And that's the other question, obviously. Like, at what point do you just say, you know what, we can't destroy the economy any longer? Because I feel like it already is in disarray, you know? All right, let's move on to the next thing here. Dean Thomas, I think you did the report on this, Cole. He left American Top Team. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know who – I think Damon had it at MMA Fighting and then somewhat. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting because he's been a guy at AGT for a long time. I know him and King Mo are good friends. They're both coaches there. So it's kind of interesting that he would leave, but it makes sense because he's kind of Woodley's guy, and it seems more likely that Woodley's going to fight Covington. So do you really want Dean Thomas at AGT during that time when he's going to be coaching Woodley, but then he's at the gym where Covington trains? Like, it's an interesting time, and I know Dean Thomas, I don't really think he has to be affiliated with any gym. Like, a lot of fighters use him as a coach. A lot of fighters talk to him. Like, I think he can be a guy that is just goes to different camps to help out with the fighters and just train them at whatever gym they're at. So I don't think it's a huge deal for him to leave.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like he's a pretty big part of the gym, but, you know, at the same time, they'll find another coach, I guess. Pride legend Branko Sikatic, I should say Pride veteran because he's more of a K-1 legend. He's passed away at age 65. Former Pride veteran, Cole. He fought at Pride 1, he fought at Pride 2, he fought at Pride 7. And this guy had – he was the first ever K-1 kickboxing champion, Cole. And he had over 250 kickboxing matches as well as two MMA fights. A veteran of the sports, passed away at age 65. I know this is a little bit before your time, Cole, but I know you know who Mirko Krokop is.
Yeah, wasn't he his coach?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, a big loss for Mirko. Although Mirko is obviously, I think he had a stroke last year and he's not fighting anymore. So definitely sad stuff. But yeah, I mean, you know, he died of Parkinson's disease. Age 65 is not very old. And this is obviously the guy that was in amazing shape. I mean, he was, again, like one of the first like star kickboxers. But yeah, you know, we definitely, you know, give our well wishes to his family right now because obviously it's not it's not easy to deal with, especially during a time like this. But, you know, if you want, go back and watch Branko's first couple of fights in Pride. You could actually find them on YouTube. I have the Pride DVDs, the old ones. I remember watching them from years ago. Cole, I mean, you know, that's another opportunity. If I'm a new fan or someone that hasn't watched, I don't know if you ever have, Cole, go back and watch all the Pride events. They're amazing, dude. Seriously, go back and watch all the Prides because they're incredible. Pride was the best promotion ever in MMA, in my opinion. I loved it. So definitely something to do with some time off. Last thing here, Cole, before we get out of here, fight announcement with an asterisk. Aljamain Sterling saying, hey, been multiple sources reporting it. Aaron reported it, Damon Martin reported it, and now the Aljamain Sterling saying it's not happening, but Sanhagen, he said it's happening. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, it's San Diego. That card's kind of up in the air. Do you think the fight happens? And just thoughts on the fight if it does happen.
Do you know what's really weird? It's they both have the same management company, so it's kind of weird that
Rubenstein group, or is it, or who's their manager?
No, I watched James's thing with Sterling, and he said they had the same manager, which is kind of weird that there's all these mixed reports. But I agree with Sterling. He's like, why am I going to sign a contract when I don't even have a gym to train with? So right. I think it is like a fight that he's going to sign the contract for, but it might not be for that San Diego date because say everything gets back to normal, like end of April. Do you think Sterling could sign a contract for a 2-week training camp to fight Sanhagen, who's one of the most dangerous guys at bantamweight? Or the same thing for Sanhagen to have a 2-week training camp to fight Sterling? Like, I think the fight's going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to be in San Diego. And it's a fight that makes a lot of sense. Winner that's going to get the winner of Aldo Cejudo.
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. We were calling for this too, Cole, you know. But also the fight between Mauro Moraes and Peter Yan, I mean, the winner of that could get the title shot too, right? So I think it'll be, like, again, the most impressive guy. I just saw the report on Shusanga Malata's reported that Joe Rogan won't be commentating UFC 249. So there you go. That's the other thing, Cole. Like, forget about the commentators. So 10, just you have 10 people, okay? So the two fighters, Cole. I'll count with my fingers here. There we go. Two fighters. Referee. Three judges, so that's six. Timekeeper, seven. You need commentator, eight. And who else? Yeah, doctor, nine. Cutman, 10. Cornerman, 12. Like, you can't do it. You can't have under 10. This isn't happening, Cole. I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to happen. Hate to be very bad news, guys. I just can't see it happening. One last comment here. Kevin Scott, Dean Thomas is on filter for a long interview. Basically said he didn't want to have a schedule dictated him. Just wants to do his own thing. Fair enough. I mean, Dean, he'll be fine. You know, he could probably open his own gym at some point. All right, Cole. I can't think of anything else to talk about right now. Anything else you want to talk about, or you good?
Oh, I think we got everything.
Cool, man. All right. Plug your stuff, man. Whatever you are doing right now, plug it.
Yeah, so I'm doing – I have a bunch of fighters in every division, who their divisional goat is and why. So I have flyweight up already from yesterday. Bantamweight's going up today of every single division. And then I talked to Artem Lobov about what he thinks next for Connor and his free agency. He said he was close to signing with KSW before the pandemic happened. He said he had a bout agreement and a contract in hand and then kind of got called off. So other than that, it's just kind of things on my Twitter, just whatever I do.
Sweet, man. Yeah, okay. So for me, obviously, my workload has been really dwindled here, but you know, I still am cutting out some articles at bjpenn.com. Actually, an article this week got five fighters that are unranked that could win a belt. I don't know if you saw that article, Cole. So I thought it was a decent list. I had people destroying me in the comments, like, where's Francis Ngannou? I'm like, he's ranked number one. Like, why would he be on the list? It's people that are not ranked. So you have to think outside the box, Cole. It's not easy to do that. And I would love, honestly, like, I usually just are like, whatever, commenters say what they want. But this one was like, I'm like, guys, give me your list of five people that are unranked. Like, seriously, Cole, can you think of five unranked players? It's very hard to do. Like, people are like, Jeff Neal. I'm like, Jeff Neal's ranked number 12. You can't put him on the list. It's not easy to do. It makes you really think, which is a good thing. But at the same time, like, it's not an easy list. So, yeah, I mean, a guy like Rodolfo Vieira on the list. Do I think he's probably going to win the belt? No, but as an unranked guy in the middleweight division, he's probably the best unranked guy right now. You know what I mean, Cole? So, anyways, that and then Oddsbreaker, the podcast Monday and Friday, and MMArings.net. I actually am doing a little bit of a series, I guess, Cole. And it was Michael's ideas, the editor there. He wants me to basically go through each division and give like some matchups I want to see once this outbreak's done. So I just sent in my heavyweight division one, and I'll be doing my heavyweight and then working my way down middleweight, welterweight, etc. But you know, they don't necessarily have to be fights that are scheduled. Some of them are, but some of them are like just fights I'd like to see. Like, I'd like to see Overeem against Ciryl Gane. I'd like to see Gane get that step up. So that's one of the fights they proposed. So check that out. That's about it, guys. I'll be back Monday. And, you know, for now, it's going to be Monday and Friday. Something could change, obviously. I know Nick, my boss, is not in the most ideal situation himself. He's got a family to take care of. I get that. It's a tough situation for everyone, Cole. But right now, the plan is to do it Monday and Friday. And that's it. So, Cole, thanks again for joining me, man. I'll try to get you back on next week for at least one of the shows. And, guys, thanks for tuning in today and asking all the questions. We appreciate it. Have a great day, guys, and enjoy your weekend. Bye.